Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to Hashtag Growing Up in the 2000s. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Keenan.
And this week's theme is none other than food.
So food's
just a great topic.
I can't really, everybody knows what food is, so I don't have to explain it. I mean, I guess I don't really explain other topics. Please go up. Sorry, my document wasn't going
up. What if they don't know what food is?
Well then, that sucks. So the first food we're going to talk about is Little Debbie cakes. So, Little Debbie cakes are just, like, really, it's by the brand Little Debbie, and,
they're cakes?
They're, like, they make, like, they are kind of little cakes, but you buy them, they're kind of cheap, you just buy them, like, any grocery store, and they're really, really good, and they're probably really bad for you,
yeah,
I think
they're just, like, prepackaged cream filled cakes that came in a box, and
but
they're, like,
they
a dollar
are
for, like,
12. So good. They're...
In fifth grade, a lot of people were obsessed with them, but, like, I was so obsessed with them. Every time I'd go over to my grandma's house, she would have bought me, like, a box of them. And I'd literally eat, like, the entire box in one night.
They're so good. Oh, my God. I just, like, so there's all different types. There's, like, Valentine's Day ones, Christmas ones. And our teacher, Miss Hancock, she brought in Christmas ones for different, like, occasions. She'd bring Christmas ones, Valentine's Day ones. We had, like, a little tiny enrichment. We weren't allowed to call them parties. We had to call them enrichments. Sorry. But really weird. I don't know. But our teacher, Miss Hancock, loved Little Debbie cakes.
And I remember she kept saying she was going to bring them for us, and she never did until, like, the last week of school.
Okay, so she... told us she liked to tell us stories, Miss Hancock, and she told us a story about her niece or something. Whenever her, like, niece came over, she would put Little Debbie cakes in the oven on a pan.
Oh, yeah.
And she would tell her niece that she baked them. So she would, like, tell her niece, like, not that she was Little Debbie, but, like, she made the Little Debbie cakes. So our teacher was Little Debbie. She wasn't actually, but, like,
I remember at camp one year, my brother's friend came up to me and he yelled at me, "Tell your brother to stop calling me Little Debbie." Because he had, like,
what?
Really curly hair, and he looked like Little Debbie. Like,
oh,
little,
yeah.
On, like, their logo, it's a picture of this, like, little girl. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, Little Debbie. I don't really know, but... Okay, I guess I'll just... Let's just start go to the next food. We have Danimals Crush Cup, and the Danimals... What is it?
It's, like, Coolisions.
So, okay, we'll talk about the Danimals Crush Cup. So, it's like a yogurt, except you don't use a spoon because we're too cool for spoons.
Danimals is, like,
okay,
a yogurt
fine.
Brand. We have to explain it first. Danimals is a yogurt brand, but, like, their yogurts are, like, really processed.
And sugary, and,
yeah,
like, little,
like,
kids love them.
They're just, like, desserts. They're not really, like,
yeah,
actual yogurt.
But they, coffee. But the like, mascot thing, whatever it's called, is a monkey, or are there two monkeys? Just
no,
one?
Just
I
one.
Don't know. But the Danimals, I don't really know. But the Crush Cup is a yogurt cup, except instead of using a spoon, because we're too cool for spoons, you just, like, crush it. You just don't use it. But you just, like, squeeze it. And then, like, you squeeze the cup. And the yogurt comes out, and you just, like, lick it.
Well, it's like a normal little, like, container.
Yeah, like yogurt cup, except,
like,
you squeeze
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a cup. That's what the word is. And then you squeeze, like, the sides of it. I'm, like, using hand
and
motions,
yogurt.
But you can't see.
I'm sorry.
The yogurt, like, will come, and it'll just come, like, a little, like, over. It'll, like, overflow a little bit.
And you like, lick
slurp.
It.
I would always slurp it up.
True, slurp.
So,
slurping,
like, I remember whenever I had this, I would slurp it so loud, my mom would scream it to be like, "Olivia, just... use a spoon," and I'd be like, "Mom, no, you're
yeah,
not.
You can't
to do
use
that.
A spoon with that. It's just not legal. Like yeah. You have to slurp
and
it.
You had to get all of the yogurt out without like. Using
I know,
a
which
spoon.
Is like impossible because like the very bottom you
yeah.
can't really get it.
When you squeeze it to crush it, like half the you can get like the top half out, but like the yogurt that's below that's just like stuck there.
Yeah,
so it was so hard to get the bottom out.
You had to like you would rip the cup open and lick it. You had to get it all.
Okay, and our other kind is the Coolisions.
Which one's that?
It's like a normal tube of yogurt, like a Go-Gurt, which is like just like yogurt in like a little pouch for the go.
Like a little tiny
it.
Tube.
But there was two tubes
oh,
connected in the middle. I remember
that.
So
weren't they different flavors? It was like
yeah,
pink and a blue one.
It was, well, they came in different flavors.
Whatever.
They had one flavor in one tube and a different flavor in the other tube. But it was amazing because you had to like... experiment with it so you
yeah.
have like a little
a fourth of this one and three fourths of that one
no.
or like half of this one half of that one
yeah so you like first you just like take a little sip of this one and a little sip of that one and then you would cut them like then you'd have a little like mostly mostly, flavor and then a little bit of the other, and you just experiment, until it's all gone.
It was so good. Like, Danimal's yogurt isn't, like, actually, I don't know. It's really, like, sugar.
Has Danimal's yogurt. Well, yeah, because
my little
house.
Brother drinks them. He has, like, we have, like, the liquid ones. It's, like, a little.
It's a smoothie.
It's technically, it's supposed to be a smoothie. But it's, like, a little yogurt smoothie. We have them at our house.
I always eat them at Keenan's house because my mom doesn't buy them anymore. Because she started buying organic food and only organic food.
Something that's kind of like the, like, smoothie is Trumu. So, Trumu, commercials came on TV all the time.
I never really got it.
It's just, like,
it was just the commercials.
Milk, and there's, like, sugar and chocolate in it. It's just, like, normal
chocolate milk.
It's
just chocolate milk, yeah.
But, like, the commercials always came on, and it was, like, hey, honey, or, like, the child was, like, hey, mom, can I have some chocolate milk? And the mom was, like, no. And then like, an angel pops up, and he's, like, no, it's Trumu. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, okay. And they, like, let them have the chocolate milk.
Like, an angel, you know how, like, in people's heads, the devil they have, and the angel. The shoulder angel and the shoulder devil. But, like, the shoulder angel would come and say, like, oh, this, it has no high fructose corn syrup.
And then the devil would be like, oh.
Yeah, the devil would be like, I can't argue with that.
And yeah, and then, like, they would all just end up drinking Trumu together in the end.
I only got this when I went out for breakfast at, like, a bagel shop or a donut shop. Uh-huh. And you would just, like, we were, like, on trips or something, and my mom never lets me get drinks.
Yeah.
Like, at stores. So only when I had,
like, a Panera or something.
Yeah, on the go drink.
It's just, like, normal milk, but, it was, for some reason, for no reason, better than other milk.
The
like,
commercial
it was exactly the same.
Just made it better.
Yeah, everybody just knows it's better.
Okay, now we're going to get into some...
Candies.
So
we have... The first candy is baby bottle pops. So, baby bottle pops, it's, like, a tiny baby bottle, I guess, but the top, like, shape that looks like a, like, the cap of the baby bottle is, like, a lollipop, and the bottom part, where usually, like, the milk is, or water, or whatever, it's, like, a powder, so you lick the lollipop, and you dip it in the powder, and then you lick it, and then it's just, like, really good, I guess.
I remember my taste buds were not very, like, advanced or
something. I had very strong taste buds.
So I would, like, take one lick of it, and it's not even that sour. I'd take one lick of it, and I'd like, have to go drink water. I'd be like, oh, my God, this is so sour.
It's, like, not sour. I remember one time my cousin and I bought, like, 7 each, and we just, like, ate them. And then our tongues were stained for, like, 4 days, but we still.
Well, another one kind of like this is, I think we should just combine them, is Juicy Drop Pop. It was about
the
same
thing. Well, that's
kind
of different.
It's basically.
It's, like, it's kind of the opposite. Kind of the opposite. So there's, it's like a little.
No, I'm explaining.
Sorry.
So it's a little container, and it looks like kind of like an icing bag, but it's like hard,
yeah.
I guess. And there's a little handle at the bottom, and you pull the handle, and there's a lollipop inside. And then at the top, you take the cap off, and you squeeze a little sour liquid onto it. And
you, like, there's a lollipop. The lollipop has, like, a little indent in it, and you squeeze liquid in it. And the liquid's very sour. It's not really sour. I've always loved really sour things, so, like, it was fine for me. I would just drink the liquid and never really like the lollipop.
The lollipop itself, like, is disgusting.
It's just a
normal
lollipop.
I got one, like, a couple weeks ago. It was just the lollipop.
It's just like a normal
lollipop. No, it's below average.
Oh, like, I'm sorry.
The juice,
it was a below
the
average
juice
lollipop.
On it is good, but, like, the lollipop itself is just gross.
It's like a, I mean, it's just, the juice is so good.
I remember
sour.
The only time I ever got, like, sour lollipops, like, either of those, were, like, when I had a friend over, and we were at, like, Target, and we begged my mom to get them, and she'd just be, like, fine, because she knew they occupied us for, like, 6 hours, because you'd be, like, oh, now I gotta put more powder.
My grandpa would always buy them for me, and I would squirt it all in my mouth at once, like, all of it immediately, and then I would drink Scott's, because Scott, like, would give up, like, when we were little, my brother, and he would just, like, be, like, oh, it's too sour, so I would drink his, and then I would, like, my tongue would be, like, kind of burnt, and then my tongue would be stained blue. Because I don't know, because I would get it, like, as breakfast or something, so I'm weird.
No, I literally couldn't eat them in under, like, 7 hours.
I ate them very quickly, and then I would try to cut them open to get the little teeny tiny bits that are left in the little plastic tube.
Okay, well, moving on, we're going to do some meals now, kind of.
Kind of meal. Technically a meal.
Meals, but there's Lunchables. Which everyone knows what Lunchables are. They're still around today.
I mean, it's just like
Lunchables are pretty self-explanatory. And if you don't know what it is, it's a little, like, pre-made container, pre-packaged container you buy at the store, and they're only, like, a dollar. And they come with, like, a whole meal, like a dessert, like an entree. Not really an entree.
Well, yeah, it's like, so there's crackers. Well, the basic one is, like, crackers, like, turkey or ham or something. Then cheese and, like, what else is it there?
Like a dessert. And
yeah, like a little piece of candy and, like, a drink. So
no, only the new ones come with drinks.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize the old ones didn't come with drinks. Sorry. They come with, like, a little tiny, tiny piece of candy.
Yeah. No, but all the food and Lunchable foods are kind of frowned upon. Because, why? Like, not, like, frowned upon by parents, because the food is just disgusting.
It's just not good. Like,
they have, like, nachos, pizzas,
They have chicken nuggets, which is just, like, weird. And then they have, like, a wrap, I think.
And you eat them all cold.
New. You eat them cold.
That's the new one. Now they have these new ones called, like, Extreme.
I don't know. It's weird. They've got new ones. But I would always get the pizza, and I would eat it at home, and I would heat up the pizza, because I didn't like cold pizza, because it kind of creeped me out.
I never got them, like, ever. My mom was totally against Lunchables.
I didn't really either, but because I didn't really like anything in them. I would only eat, like, half. Lunchables were, like, the basic thing. I never really liked, like, sandwiches and, like, normal things like that, or, like, Lunchables and cheese. Cheese creeps me out. It always has. I don't like it. I mean, I'll eat it, but it kind of creeps me out, like, in Lunchables, just, like, a slice of cheese. Ugh.
Yeah.
I
remember I only got them when my mom was running late, and, like, we just would stop at Target and grab them real quick.
We would
quick.
Get them when we're going on airplanes, if, like, we're gonna be on the airplane for lunch, but we would, like... I wouldn't really eat it.
Okay, and our last... Well, that's all we have today, so...
Yeah, bye. See you next time on hashtag growing up in the 2000s.
I really wanted to do kid cuisine again.
We're at 11 minutes.
I know, but I really wanted to do it.